You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 3rd, join the Activities Council for the Student Talent Show. This will be happening from 8 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, November 4th, join the Transfer Club for their open meeting. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Hunt Union Student Association Clubhouse. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, be sure to join the Jewelry Making Club for their general meeting, happening from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join First Generation and Office of Student Experience for their Stuff a Dragon event, part of the First Gen Celebration Week. This will be happening from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. On Friday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for their Intersection Series, Indigenous Gender Before the Binary, with Two-Spirit guest speaker Kelly Blair. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Saturday, November 8th, join SUNY Oneonta Sustainability for their community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Diaz Street in town. On Sunday, join the Outdoor Adventure Club on their trip to Trout Pond in the Catskills. You can sign up for their amazing trips at the Outdoor Programs office in Hunt Union. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
But who's to say we won't be back here someday? Past again.
Why did I have to graduate? since I stepped foot in this town, I know that I've been followed. Everybody that I've seen, everybody that I've heard, everybody that's seen me, I know they're not real, and I know they want to take me, and I know it's never going to end until I can get out of here.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello. Good morning. It is Sunday at 10:06 a.m. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air, and you are back with another episode of Cleaning the Attic here every Sundays from 10 to 12. How is everyone? Great. I'm glad you guys are having such a wonderful morning. I've been up for about 30 minutes, and that's all I need. Let's get going. So today on the From the Attic, I took everything. I just took a handful of everything. All right, because the last couple CDs we haven't gotten to yet, I've been hesitating on because, you know, it's Iron Maiden. Something else. I don't have the CDs in front of me. Anyways, good morning. All right, we're going to have a wonderful morning. You know the deal. It's the start of the show. Put your laundry in the wash. Put the eggs in the pan, and let's get going. All right, give me 1 second to set up here. Listen to this song. This is Give Me More by Ubong Jayar. Anyways, I'll be back after the song, guys. Sit tight.
Am I in competition? Am I in first position? You say I'm all you're needing, and you just come up missing. Keep it consistent with me. Baby, stop playing with me. Don't bring me down on my knees. I can't keep going like this. Give me more. I need more. Give me more. I need more. Give me more. I need more. Give me more. I need more.
I need more.
I need more.
I need more.
I need more.
Give Me More by Wang Hyayar. Oh, song's okay. All right. All right. So usually I have about 5 or 6 CDs. I think I have 7 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8. Oh, I have 8. Okay. So there are some here that I have hesitated playing on the show. And it's the end of the semester, so I think it's actually wrapping up quite nicely. There's only 1, 2, 3 CDs that we haven't played in front of me, and that is Bad Brains, Rob Zombie, Hellbilly Deluxe, and Iron Maiden. Now, I feel like my hesitation to play these is not completely unjustified. Hardcore, which is Bad Brains, you know, usually has curses in it, and they hide it. So you can't even really see it, you know? Rob Zombie, I've never listened to in my life. He had the one song, Dragula, that was in Jet Set Radio. The U.S. version, I think. But I don't know. I just assume it has curses in it, so I don't know. I feel like it might not be appropriate. But I'll look into that. We'll play something else, and I'll look into that, see what we can get going on Rob Zombie. I was just looking at the lyrics for Iron Maiden, The Number of the Beast, as an album. I've listened to this before, several times. And I always thought there was cursing, but there's not really cursing. I mean, the lyrics are a bit graphic at times. But it's actually pretty chill. at least I think it's pretty chill. We can play Invader. I do like Invaders. Run for the hills. That's a good one. I mean, I had the CD, but I knew of Iron Maiden before then, simply because they were on Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii, and I love Guitar Hero. I only had 3, I didn't have 1 or 2, and I noticed that about a lot of things. I only had Guitar Hero 3, I only had Just Dance 3, I only had Ape Escape 3, which was not for the Wii, it was for the PlayStation 2. But, you know, should we play Number of the Beast just to, because, you know, that's, like, classic. That's, like, classic. I do like Run to the Hills, too. Ooh, I don't know. So many choices. Let's see. We'll put Iron Maiden in, but we might want to play something else, you know? How's everyone week been? How's everyone's... Oh, something in here? Oh, no, there's not. How's everyone's week been so far? Mine has been good. I'm sorry. I don't want to lie to you guys. It hasn't been great. It's been all right. I will say that. I feel like every other person I've talked to this week has had a similar feeling of, man, this has not been the best week for me. And, you know, it might be because all the people I talk to are students. And, you know, students, they don't really know what's going on. I don't really know what's going on. And it's finals is coming up. And, you know, it's a lot of hoo-ha and mishmash and poo-diddy-doo-da. Poo-diddy-doo-da. Ooh, I just put you guys on. But, you know, call in. Let me know. All right. I'm just going to call out what CDs we have today. Again, I have 8. So we probably won't get through all of them. I have J-pop CD, which doesn't really match the rest of the CDs I have here today. So, but we do have the J-pop CD if you guys wanted to listen to some Japanese music. It's there. Sum 41, which we played last show. Tower of Power. I always bring it with me as a backup. I think I just really like Tower of Power. Bad Brains. I love Bad Brains. Huey Lewis in the News. I like to be a renegade. Yeah. And Jam Factory. Jam Factory played on the very first show. It is also a jazz album. But I was wondering why I couldn't find anything on it. Like, I couldn't find the lyrics online. I couldn't really find anything about the band. And the CD itself looks bootleg. Like, it's just kind of like printer paper, you can tell, that was, like, cut out and put on the thing. And same with the CD. And I realized it's because this is from a local band in Syracuse. This is, if we're talking about cleaning out the attic, this came from the attic. This must have been, like, you know, my dad was at a show and they were selling CDs or something, because I did find a page for them. It wasn't like a wiki or anything. It was just like a local page or whatever, like a, you know, a .com or whatever. And I was like, Jam Factory based in Syracuse. I'm from Syracuse, by the way, just in case you didn't know. Orange rep. Yeah. So, fun fact. And then Rob Zombie and Iron Maiden. I think we might start with Iron Maiden. And maybe we could listen to Bad Brains. I really, really like Bad Brains. Oh, there is I Love I Jaw. I do love that song. The only thing is that the songs are so short, you know? We got that attitude. We got that attitude. Got that attitude. Yeah. All right. Iron Maiden, can you hear me flipping through the pages of the little Iron Maiden directory? All right, let's see. All right, so we could listen to Invaders. I do like Invaders, but it's actually not quite appropriate. But we could listen to Children of the Damned, which I know is a slower one. It's not my favorite song on the album. But let's just start off with it. You know, let's see where the rest of the day goes. You know what I'm saying? And we'll just go from there, guys. All right, this is Children of the Damned by Iron Maiden. We'll be right back.
Information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
We'll be right back. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? What I saw that night was real and not just fantasy. Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Boom. And that was our Iron Maiden for today. So the three songs I just played were Invaders, Children of the Dam. No, we didn't play Invaders. We played Children of the Dam, The Prisoner, and Number of the Beast. Again, classics. Who doesn't love Number of the Beast? I think, actually, on this album, I really enjoy The Prisoner more. I actually think The Prisoner is my favorite song on this album, actually. I do love Number of the Beast. I think the one that I just said that I already forgot because I put the cover down so I couldn't look at the name. That was my favorite. All right, so next, moving on, I do have Rob Zombie here. And I am terrified. One, because he's a scary zombie. And for other reasons, like, I don't want to get in trouble. But I think the Rob Zombie will be fine. Weather update. Right now in Oneonta, it is 48 degrees, but it feels like it's 44. Ooh, look for some rain later in the afternoon. Reaching a low of 34 tonight. Also, I remember I had some events that I was going to tell you guys about here on campus, but I completely forgot all of them. There's a live painting on the 14th, which I believe is a Thursday. A live painting event in the art building, 3 to 5 p.m. on November 14th. There's probably some other stuff going on this weekend. You know, just keep an eye out. Have you guys been seeing posters for the Hyper Pop pop-up party? Those posters and stuff? That looks fun. I want to go. But you wouldn't know that because we haven't played any Hyper Pop in the show because it's CDs only. All right, let me stop booting around the bush. What do we got for Rob Zombie? I'm thinking we start off with Super Beast, which is the second track. And I actually already have it queued up here, ready to go, because we're ready for a little bit of Dragula, right? Nope, that's the third song. Sorry, spoilers. All right, Super Beast by Rob Zombie. I hope you guys all enjoy. And don't forget to pack your umbrellas, guys. We'll be right back. So that was our Rob Zombie for the day. The three songs that played were Super Beast, Dragula, and Perversion 99. Obviously, I'd heard Dragula before, but I really haven't heard any other Rob Zombie song really on my own. I actually really enjoyed Super Beast. And you know how people are always like, I don't know if anyone else says this, but I often say that, you know, Christmas has music, you know, but there's no Halloween music. You know what I mean? You got maybe Monster Mash and the Dracula soundtrack where it goes, this I felt was very Halloween music. I know the season has passed, and I don't think Rob Zombie would work very well for Thanksgiving, but hey, next holiday, maybe you should add some Rob Zombie onto that playlist. Thoroughly enjoyed that. I would definitely play that in a car, because that's where you play CDs, right? Also, beautiful album cover. You guys can't see it. I wish I could show this to you, but it's a very beautiful painted version of Rob Zombie here. Alright, so that was Rob Zombie. We got Iron Maiden out of the way. And I'm looking through all, you know, all the items I was a little hesitant to play, and I'm realizing they're really normal. They are not strange at all. Not strange, no. But not super explicit, yes. And they're actually quite good and enjoyable. And I'm kind of sad that I waited so long to listen to Rob Zombie. But anyways, we're moving on to another band that I know I really enjoy, and that is Bad Brains. I love Bad Brains, and I'm going to play it for you guys. But playing Bad Brains is such a hassle, because all of their songs are like, what, a minute and 30 seconds? By the time, you know, I track and cue it up, all the songs we can play on this album are over in 3 minutes. You know, we're still gonna play it, obviously, but I'm just saying, it's short. But I guess it's fitting, you know, we're coming up on the end of the hour right now. It is 10:40, it's 10:47 right now, so sure, soonly we're gonna stop for a break and, queue up some PSA and ads and bumpers, and we'll get on ahead to the second part of the show, which is from 11 to 12, and it's not any different from the first part. Yeah. So what we have after that is probably some Sum 41, and after that it's a complete genre change, because we got jazz, Huey Lewis, and J-pop CD. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. All right, this first one is Attitude by Bad Brains. Please enjoy.
We'll be right back.
And see, I told you, that was all the bad brains, and it was over in, like, what, 5 minutes? All right, the songs I just played were added to The Regulator and Band in DC by The Bad Brains. Shortly, we're going to go to commercial break, but I just want to hear what you guys are up to. What do you think about the show so far? Hey, let me know if you want to call in at 607-436-2711. You don't win anything, but you do get to talk to me, and I know you're a big fan of me. You and the other 6 million and counting fans. So, you know, Thanksgiving break is coming up. I think we got, what, 2 more weeks left? This weekend and the next, and then that Tuesday we're going to break. Is everyone excited? Oh, guys, I'm so excited. You have no idea how hungry I am right now. And I've been hungry for, like, the last 3 months. So, you know. Oh, you know. I'm going to eat. And I'll send you guys pictures, too. Just everyone call in and leave me their emails, and I'll... and their addresses, and I'll leave you, I'll send you a postcard. Don't do that. I'm not going to send you a postcard. My favorite part of Thanksgiving. Oh, also, sorry. Let's talk about the music first. I love Bad Brains. Great hardcore band. One of the best ones ever, probably. And I don't know. I don't really know that much about them, but I just remember I've listened to this specific album, which is just Bad Brains. You know, the yellow one. And with the lightning bolt on it, I probably listened to this one as a kid a lot. I don't know why. I just have. And this really good. I enjoy it. And I'm sure seeing them live is much better because it seems like all the songs are meant to kind of blend into each other on the CD. Like, to transition from Attitude to Regulator, it was very like, oh, I thought this was the same song. So I got a little scared. But I definitely enjoy Bad Brains, and I hope you guys all did too. Because I enjoyed it thoroughly. About Thanksgiving, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is not seeing my family. It's not even eating the food. I mean, I do love the eating the food part. I love the morning after where I take all the leftovers and I make the most evil, diabolical Thanksgiving sandwich ever. Last Thanksgiving, I had a piece of stretch bread with, I put mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, butter, of course. I put the butter first. And then I put some turkey, some mac and cheese. Oh, turkey, mac and cheese. I put a slice of provolone cheese on there. And we had some lo mein because we went to, we have lo mein at Thanksgiving sometimes, okay? It's really good. I put some lo mein on there. I closed it. I put it in the toaster oven and I ate it. That was the best sandwich I ever had, man. I couldn't stand up after. No, I could not stand up after. No. But that's my favorite part of Thanksgiving. If you guys, do you guys make any diabolical Thanksgiving, like the Thanksgiving after meals? Let me know. All right. I'm really just chatting your ear off, just to chat your ear off for the sake of it. Just because I really love you guys and I love talking to you. Aw, emotional. We're going to stop for a break right here. I'm going to drink some water. You're going to listen to the thingy-majiggies. You know what I'm saying. And we'll get right back to it. Remember, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, The Whale. I don't actually know if we're called The Whale. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But we have a whale sometimes, so. Again, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, The Whale.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm going to try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Woney Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m., and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So, whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Oh my god, who's calling now? Yes, hello?
You're listening to the College Radio Classics Hour
on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Keep it locked.
was.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WOMI Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 3rd, join the Activities Council for the Student Talent Show. This will be happening from 8 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, November 4th, join the Transfer Club for their open meeting. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Hunt Union Student Association Clubhouse. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, be sure to join the Jewelry Making Club for their general meeting, happening from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join First Generation and Office of Student Experience for their Stuff a Dragon event, part of the First Gen Celebration Week. This will be happening from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. On Friday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for their Intersection Series, Indigenous Gender Before the Binary, with Two-Spirit guest speaker Kelly Blair. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Saturday, November 8th, join SUNY Oneonta Sustainability for their community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Diaz Street in town. On Sunday, join the Outdoor Adventure Club on their trip to Trout Pond in the Catskills. You can sign up for their amazing trips at the Outdoor Programs office in Hunt Union. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
And we are back with What's in My Attic with On. I'm your DJ On Air. And we are back with the second hour. Yes, that's right. All right, so, you know, if you were just listening to the last hour, or for some reason you just decided to turn your radio on at exactly 11 a.m. and dial it to 90.9 FM, SUNY, nope, WONY, you'll know that last hour, well, you wouldn't know if you just dialed in now, but last hour we listened to some Rob Zombie, some Iron Maiden, and, where is it, Bad Brains. So we got through three CDs here. It was really good. I would definitely, I know I said I wanted to finish a lot of CDs before the semester is over, and I'm not saying that won't happen, but I think we just keep adding and adding and adding and adding CDs to finish, and I'm not sure if we ever really will finish them, but definitely we gotta listen to some more Rob Zombie later on. Who would have known that there were so many good classics in my attic? Not me, but now we do. All right, like I said, the rest of the CDs I got here are not very matching the last hour. I thought we could listen to a little more Sum 41. You know, just have a little... Oh, where's the Sum 41 CD? Oh. I already put the...